A group of Native American tribes in the Northwest has come up with yet another way to keep their indigenous language alive. This week, they had their annual karaoke contest in Salish. From the Northwest News Network, Emily Schwing reports.
If you were a teenage girl in 1997, you probably know this song. But do you know it in Salish? Keegan Aaron does. He translated Everybody by the Backstreet Boys into Salish and performed it this week for the Salish Karaoke Contest in Spokane, Washington. He's only been studying the indigenous language for about 9 months.
There's a lot of words that I didn't know 2 weeks ago.
Like what?
Like Kwamansutui. Like,
what does that mean?
That's like everybody move, everybody dance. Or Ichin Yetle. Like I'm here. I'm here!
Aaron teaches preschool on the Flathead Indian Reservation in Montana.
I work with 4 and 5 year olds, and so I'm trying to teach them Salish, and so I need to learn first before I can teach them.
By the end of his routine, Aaron is confidently dancing his way across the front of the stage, waving his arms and shouting, "Everybody dance!" in Salish to an audience of at least 500 people. And he won second place. Salish is considered critically endangered by UNESCO, the cultural arm of the United Nations. 250 years ago, thousands of indigenous people spoke a dialect of Salish. Today, in this part of the Northwest, from about Spokane to Missoula, around 300 to 400 people speak it fluently. Natalia Garza wants to become one of them. She took third place for her Salish performance of Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. Garza moved to northeastern Washington from Mexico and decided to learn Salish 3 years ago.
It's not something that you learn in the books. It does not stay in a classroom.
In the 1870s, Native American children were forced into boarding schools where they could only speak English. Elders fluent in Salish passed away, and there were fewer and fewer people speaking it. To a newbie, Salish seems complicated. There are many X's, what look like miniaturized W's, and lots of apostrophes. You have to close parts of your throat and move your mouth and lips to make certain sounds. To win the karaoke contest, like the ensemble who performed My Girl, you have to show off those skills.
They actually have a scoring rubric that they use.
Graham Wiley Camacho has been speaking a dialect of Salish since childhood. He learned at home from his mother. Now he teaches Salish full-time in Spokane.
There's like audience response, and there's like the showmanship piece of it. And then there's your singing ability. And then the fourth category is how much language did you use? How complex was your language?
Wiley Camacho uses singing in his classroom to give students more confidence and a wider vocabulary. And maybe they'll find their way to the stage on karaoke night. Like this Elvis, who's actually contest organizer J.R. Bluff. He's a member of the Kalispell tribe and runs its language program.
The biggest trademark of karaoke, I mean, yeah, it's fun to be crazy, but to me, it's celebrating. We're celebrating. We're speaking it. It's fun.
For NPR News, I'm Emily Schwing in Spokane.